Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The House is set to begin a process to impeach President Trump for a second time. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports Democrats plan to begin with a call for Trump to be removed by his cabinet.
Democrats plan to bring up a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment, which would require Pence and a majority of the cabinet to vote to strip Trump of his powers. House Republicans are expected to block the resolution, which would need unanimous approval to move forward. Pelosi says she will give Pence 24 hours to respond. After that, if Trump has not been removed from office, Democrats could begin a vote on impeachment in the House as early as Wednesday. Senate Republican leaders have not responded to the plan, and the timeline for a potential Senate impeachment trial is unclear. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
The FBI has arrested a man in Tennessee photographed holding zip-tie restraints while standing in the Capitol during last week's riot. Eric Munchell was also seen with a holster. Authorities have also arrested Larry Brock from Texas, a second man also pictured holding zip-tie restraints. The far-right social media platform Parler has been kicked off its web hosting service provided by Amazon. Parler has been used by pro-Trump extremists to threaten violent action. President-elect Joe Biden is tapping a career diplomat to run the CIA. NPR's Scott Detrow has more.
One of the Biden administration's main goals will be restoring trust and norms to government agencies where President Trump applied political pressure or attacked rank-and-file staffers. Biden's CIA director pick, William Burns, fits into that pattern. Burns is a career government professional. He spent more than three decades at the State Department, serving as Deputy Secretary of State and Ambassador to Russia and Jordan, among other posts. In a statement, Biden said Burns, quote, shares my profound belief that intelligence must be apolitical and that the dedicated intelligence professionals serving our nation deserve our gratitude and respect. Unlike under President Trump, the CIA director will not be a cabinet-level post in the Biden administration. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
More than 374,000 people have died in the U.S. of COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. The incoming Biden administration plans to release more doses of the COVID vaccines. The Trump administration had been holding them back for people to get their second doses. NPR's Allison Aubrey says the vaccine is urgently needed.
Between 3,000 and 4,000 people are dying every day. That's more than two people every minute. And there's great urgency to speed up the vaccination campaign. You know, as some governors open up access to more people, there are just not enough vaccination sites up and running. Some states, including Massachusetts, New Jersey, Texas, they're opening mega sites. Many others are scrambling.
NPR's Allison Aubrey reporting. This is NPR News. President-elect Joe Biden is scheduled to receive his second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine today. The regimen requires a second jab of the needle to be most effective. Biden received his first vaccination last month. Afghan civilians say that a government airstrike has killed 18 members of an extended family. The Afghan government says it is investigating, as NPR's Dia Hadid reports.
Footage aired on Afghan media outlet Tolo showed men weeping over what appeared to be bodies wrapped in blankets. A provincial spokesman said their forces targeted Taliban fighters and has promised an investigation, but critics say these are often empty promises. There's been a dramatic spike in civilian casualties from Afghan government airstrikes since fighting escalated in September. Last week, civilians in another province said an airstrike there killed five members of the same family. And in Kabul, there's been yet another apparent assassination. This one targeted a spokesman for a security force. There's been no claim of responsibility for this spate of killings. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
China is condemning the United States today. That comes after the State Department jettisoned U.S. government limits on interactions with officials from Taiwan. China considers Taiwan a renegade province, and the U.S. has no formal ties with Taiwan. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's move over the weekend means Taiwanese officials can hold meetings at the U.S. State Department or even in the White House rather than in hotels. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.